Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Got a couple of games to pay off because Thursday night football hadn't happened the last time we did. So there are a couple questions there. Jason had a 1-point lead at the time.
Yes.
Drake May throws for over 239 and a half yards. He threw for 281. Jason fell back. Ken bounced back.
Oh.
Stephon Diggs goes over 53 and a half receiving yards. Both of you guys bounced back. He did. He went for 105. Patriots cover the 11.5-point spread against the Jets. They did, 27-14. Both of you guys fell back, so it was a tie in that one. But the full game, Lamar throws for over 211.5 yards against Cleveland. He did not, 193. Jason fell back. He thought 202. Ken bounced back. Dylan Gabriel throws for over 178.5 yards. Not even close. 68. Both of you guys fell back. Jason, you said 147. Quinshon Judkins rushes for over 71.5 yards. He did not. He went for 59. Both of you guys bounced back. Jason, you said 94. Ravens tight ends combined for over 100 yards receiving. They did not. They had 47.
Nice.
Jason fell back, 86. Ken, you bounced back. Zay Flowers has a reception longer than 23.5 yards. He did with 45. Jason bounced back. Bubble screen for 30. Ken, you bounce back as well. Ravens Browns goes over the 39.5 point total.
Oh.
39.
Book of the bone. Jason, nailed it.
Jason, you fell back with 37. Ken, you bounce back. Steelers cover the 5.5 point spread over the Bengals. They did easy, 34-12. Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back. You said 33-28 Steelers. Joe Flacco throws for over 262.5 yards. He did not, 199. Can you fell back? Jason bounced back at 279. So it was another tie at four.
Wow.
So back-to-back
so
ties.
Evenly played.
How about that? Let's get to NBA tonight. Pistons, they're off to a great start, and they are in Atlanta taking on the Hawks. Pistons are 1.5-point favorites. Jason, let's start with you.
Hawks are tricky now. I mean, they've been a lot better since Trae Young got hurt, and it makes me wonder if he's going to be trade bait because they seem to play a more consistent brand of ball without him. And they've been slightly better defensively than I thought, but the Pistons look like a wagon.
Yeah, they do.
But they just played last night.
Mm-hmm. Back-to-back.
And last time they played back-to-back, they played the Wizards and they won. But, man, it went double overtime.
Took some work.
But they seem to be on a bit of a mission, Bone. So I'm going to say the Pistons do win that game.
Ken?
Beware the back-to-back, Bone. Oh. I'm gonna fall back on this one.
Warriors are taking on the Magic in Orlando. Warriors, 3.5-point favorites. Can they cover that one?
Warriors are in Orlando and they're favorites. Interesting. I'm going to fall back again, Bon.
Jason?
It's the happiest place on earth.
I wonder if this is a look-ahead spot because the Jimmy Butler revenge game is looming. I believe they're at the Heat next. And you just wonder if Jimmy's all focused on that one. I don't know what to make of Golden State. I really don't. And I also, the Magic are a team I'm not doing a whole lot with right now. They've been a little better than I thought since Banchero got hurt, but you're just looking for a winner here.
Warriors covered 3.5.
Covered the 3.5. I'll take the points.
So as they fall back. LeBron James.
Yeah.
Set to make his season debut tonight.
He's in Wannabet.
Against the Jazz.
Beltway Ben's got a smart play on him in Wannabet. Go to WannabetWithUs.com.
Don't give it out right now.
No, you got to Wannabet.
Yeah, go watch it. Every day. 7 days.
7 days.
We tickle you a couple days a week with the Wannabet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it's a tease. Yes. You know, you can't give the whole thing.
No.
LeBron, his point total tonight, Jason, 16.5. He goes over that point total.
Who are they playing again?
Jazz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he'll need a ton of minutes to do it either. He'll get to the line some, hit a couple of threes. Even if this is a blowout, and it might be, I think he gets his sea legs under him. I say he goes for 18.
18. Ken?
Yeah, Utah's not good. LeBron's going to want to. I think he gets this pretty easy.
In Book of the Bone, that game has the highest over-under total. 238.5 points. Ken, Lakers Jazz goes over that total.
What's it, Loki? Lori Markkinen has been playing his rear end off. You know what, Bone?
Ace Bailey's been scoring.
Ace Bailey's been decent. Let's go over. Bounce back.
Jason?
I'm going to say it does get a little sideways, and the Lakers take their foot off the gas a little bit, and say it goes under.
As a fallback for those at home, let's get to Thursday night football. Texans taking on the Bills. No C.J. Stroud. But Nico Collins in Book of the Bone, still a high receiving yards prop. 76.5. Jason, he goes over that.
It doesn't do a whole lot for me, Bone. I think they're going to run the ball all over them. So I'm going to say under.
Ken?
I think Nico Collins has put up some decent numbers of late with Davis Mills as his quarterback. I saw a tweet. So he had 9 for 92 Sunday. The week before, 7 for 136. Week before, 7 for 75. What's the number, Bone?
It is 76.5.
I'm going to go over. Bounce back.
That is a bounce back. James Cook, over 91.5 rushing and receiving yards, Ken. A little spicy meatball there.
Threw that. I was
a little curveball there, right?
Texans have a really good defense. But I'll bounce back on the combo platter.
Combo platter. Jason.
I'll say 85, Bone.
As a fallback. Josh Allen, his rushing prop.
31.5.
Book of somebody's aware. 32.5.
Yeah.
Jason, he goes over.
Nope. I may or may not have already put a little bet in on Josh Allen over 40 rushing yards plus a Josh Allen interception.
Wow. That's an interesting combo.
And I may have also comboed that with Texans money line.
Wow.
We're going to get to that in a second. Well, you're going over if you bet him 40 yards.
I'm going over.
Okay. Ken?
He's much smarter than me when it comes to betting. I'm going to put my mouth where his money is, so I'll bounce back as well.
And lastly, Bills are 5.5-point favorites in this game. The Bills cover that spread.
I think that these Thursday night games are wacky.
They're weird.
And I said there wouldn't be a cover last week, but there was. But these teams are better than the Jets, so I'm going to say fallback, Bob.
Jason?
You got my answer.
Yeah, I got it.
That's a fallback as well.
Do you want me to put it in my notes, Texas Moneyline?
Yes.
I won't let you forget, but you could put it in
there. Yes, put it in there because he'll deny it if it's not in the notes. He'll deny you ever said it.
Duly noted.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, and things are heating up in the hot stove, at least with some guys that could they... you know, it's qualifying offers, it's trades, it's getting rosters ready for Rule 5 drafts. Are we in the midst of the final days of Ryan Mountcastle as a Baltimore Oriole? We'll talk about it in the Hot Corner next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Jason, you alerted us to something the other day. I guess Mike Elias speaking at the GM meetings, and some of the comments he made you think we might be at the end of days for one Ryan Mountcastle's an Oriole.
Yeah, I think this is finally coming to a head. The deadline to tender a contract to arbitration eligible players is this Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern. The projections for Mountcastle, even with his slide offensively, are almost $8 million. And for all their talk about, you know, spending money, blah, 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 they don't really like to do it. And even when they do it, they start whining about it. Trying to find this here. Where's the quote? There was a quote from Mountcastle.
It just seems time.
I mean, a quote from Elias. Like, I'm trying to... Where is it here? Okay. Can first baseman Ryan Mountcastle and Kobe Mayo and Basayo all exist on the same roster? That was asked of Elias at the GM meetings, and according to Jake Rill of MLB.com, this is what Elias said. Well, I think right now, it can work right now. We've got DH reps. Basayo's going to catch, and you need more than one first baseman, so that fits. But if and when we make acquisitions this winter that start to command or occupy more DH reps, if not first base itself, then we're going to have to figure out ways to make room for that. That hasn't happened yet, but it's something that we've got to be mindful of if we're going to import players that are going to require a lot of reps at first base or DH. Remember, they're stuck with O'Neill already, so that's a right-handed DH slash bench bat. I don't know. I found that answer to be pretty telling, and I think they're going to take whatever they can get for this guy and move him by Friday.
Yeah.
And will that be much? No. Will they have blundered the ability to get significantly more for him years ago? Oh, absolutely. Like, you bet your ass. But that's what they do.
Yeah, that's where it just seems like a missed opportunity. Not even saying that they would get a ton a year ago for trading Mountcastle, but you would have gotten a lot more for him at that point with the extra year of control, and he's coming off his worst season, and he was hurt again. And guys, like, this is a guy that would demolish left-handed pitching when he was at his best. He hit righties better than lefties last year. He had a 598 OPS against left-handed pitching, and the wall definitely got in his head. He hit the 33 homers, and then you've seen his home run total drop each year following. But
real quick on that, they knew they were doing that before anybody else. They had an inherent advantage in knowing that his value was about to change dramatically. And they also knew that, you know, they had all these young bats that they thought could do something, including several from the right side.
And they kept him. Yeah. I told you where I was a year ago.
No other GM would have known, oh, God, they're moving the thing.
Yeah.
And it's going to alter it dramatically.
Sure.
They could have got ahead of all that.
Yep. I would have DFA'd him a year ago when he was healthy, and then you have a week to get what you can, which is what they're going to get essentially probably a little less than what they've gotten a year ago. Yeah.
Or the team at this point might just say, I'm not giving you anything for him because we don't think you're going to tender him, and I'll get him at my price. Because I don't think
they
if you can't trade him before he gets hit with the $8 million tag, you're not going to be able to trade him after for anything.
No.
And then you kind of just wonder what happens at first base. Assuming Mountcastle's not
Josh Naylor should have happened at first base.
Well, that unfortunately is not an
option. That was in my plan.
Yeah,
I told Naylor's you guys, why did we talk about that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Our offseason plan? Like, there's no way they're getting Alonso. Go get Naylor. You could probably get him $18 to $20 million a year. Yeah. That's exactly what he went for.
Yeah. He wanted to stay in Seattle. He liked it. They win.
He was barely there.
Yeah, he loved it.
It's the worst hitter's ballpark in Major League Baseball.
He seemed to like it. He signed ahead of everybody else. He seemed to like it. You don't think so? He literally is the first guy to sign in the place he just left, place he just played. You don't think he liked it?
I don't think he. I don't think he got an offer from the Baltimore.
Oh, I don't think so either.
No,
I don't think either. I don't think they offered him.
That's what I think.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think they were in it at all.
No, I agree with that.
And if they're not in that at all, stop with the Pete Alonso stuff. No, I think it tells me. There wasn't anybody in a much better hitter's park, much closer to Ontario where he grew up. It tells me that. Yeah, he was happy with this. But you're telling me they're going to spend all this money, and I'm saying, well, where? Because it's not Tucker. It's not Alonzo. And now it's not even Josh Naylor.
Pitching.
Who would have solved a lot of things for them. Okay.
Pitching.
They need more than pitching.
Well, they need to bring in a vet for first base, because right now you got Mayo, and Basayo is going to play a little at first base too, but it's two unproven guys.
If they go in with that,
They're telling you.
Yeah.
We don't care about any of you. We're just going to do what we want to do. And I think, that there is a realistic chance that it's those two and somebody like an O'Hearn back in the mix. I think it's Mountcastle will be out by Friday, but the guy who comes back in isn't going to be an upgrade over O'Hearn. It might not be O'Hearn, but it might be someone O'Hearn-esque.
O'Hearn-ish.
And you can live with that.
Well, they can.
Well, no, we can.
Well, I don't want to, but I will. But they're telling you they can. Yeah, they're telling you they can live with it.
They could have got Josh Naylor on a per-year basis for what the guy sold his ski chalet for.
Yes.
But they're not doing that.
Oh, or for what they bought the
Magna Carta.
Yeah. Josh Naylor, who gets on base.
Yes.
Who's a gold glove first baseman and stole 30 bases.
Guy.
Stole 30 bases.
It's very impressive.
It's a fast fat
guy. Really well with guys and runners in scoring position, and Texas now has a playoff pedigree.
Yeah. Yes.
Why would we want him?
No. I have Pete Alonso bone.
I don't see them.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
And with Mayo, like, are you still dangling him at all? Like, obviously, finished the season.
What else
well,
do they have to
like,
trade? These people.
But that's it.
These
that's
fools acting like the stuff they got at the deadline is going to move the needle
that's
on real
what I'm
trades.
Saying. It has
They're
to
such
be him.
Useless hacks who just parrot the ridiculousness that's spewed to them off the record. You do people's dirty work. You're pathetic. You should grow a spine.
Ooh. Wow.
Stop peddling BS.
They got a deeper farm now, Jason.
Yeah, right.
Made all those moves.
A bunch of 19-year-old C-level prospects. Woo!
Hey. Bunch of C's.
Yeah.
Got me through college.
You and me both.
But I guess the main thing here is that the years after it was probably the expiration date, Ryan Mountcastle will no longer be an Oriole. Like I remember we had Jim Bowden, we're going to have one later in the show. No, it was Keith Law. He's like, how are Ryan O'Hearn and Ryan Mountcastle still here? And they both were.
Well, by Saturday, neither one will be, but one of them might be coming back.
Yeah.
What's O'Hearn's market going to be?
I hear you. My preference is do something different. But yeah, that would be on brand to bring him back. He liked it here.
Yeah, it was so great the first time around. It worked out so well.
For him.
I mean, like the team was great and all the leadership was, there wasn't a leadership vacuum and there wasn't all these kids regressing. Like none of that happened. Let's just bring those guys back.
No, let's run it back. Run it back is the way to go. Orioles, what's the deadline again? Friday, right?
8 p.m. Friday.
8 p.m. Friday. So you're witnessing the final hours of Ryan Mountcastle as a Baltimore Oriole and some others because obviously they got to get their Rule 5 stuff ready as well. As winter meetings will be here before you know it. That stuff sneaks up on you.
It does.
It's like the second week of December is the winter meetings. So yes. Like December 8th, I think. So and then that's when the hot stove really heats up as far as moves are made. And I guess we'll be excited about an Oriole move when one happens. Alas, the holidays are coming as well. Thanksgiving's a week from Thursday, which means we go into Uber Christmas mode the day after Black Friday. With that in mind, six-pack time. Our six favorite holiday movie characters, we'll give them to you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Six-pack time. Six-pack is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. The holidays are sneaking up on us. Thanksgiving's a week from Thursday and Black Friday, and it's all set turbo time for Christmas. So with that in mind.
The ads, nonstop ads.
Yeah, a lot of music. And
maybe not so much on this show.
101
yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yes. We don't have so many endorsements. No.
But
you'll hear about all kinds of gum that makes you do stuff.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Gum makes you do stuff.
But
yeah.
I don't know how many ads, Christmas ads we'll be doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, as a Jew, I'm an authority on Christmas. And so with that, it is our six-pack of favorite holiday movie characters. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Six, I put Ralphie from A Christmas Story. And I loved that movie when I was young. It still holds up. I love the whole BB gun thing, and you're gonna shoot your eye out. It's a great movie. I like the kid. I think one of the other kids in that movie ended up doing adult films. A little side note for you.
Really?
Alas, Ralphie is my six.
I've got him much higher. Got him much higher. Six for me, and I kind of think of this as like not so much my favorite, but the best.
Mm.
The best.
Aren't they the same?
Some people's favorites aren't the best. My favorites are the best. I don't know. I'm just keeping it real, Bone. Six is where I put Burgermeister, Meister Burger, in part because I just like saying it.
Yeah.
I feel like I needed to represent some of the Bankin and Rast, the old school early animation. Santa Claus is Coming to Town is a favorite.
That's like the Clay thing.
Parts.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he's the bad guy, and he doesn't want the toys. Santa Claus bringing toys to the kids.
Yeah.
But then they ask him like what he wanted when he was a kid, and he talks about, I can't remember if it's like a toy soldier or something. And then, you know, his heart melts, and by the end, Burgermeister Burger's not such a bad guy after all, which is obviously a pretty common holiday motif.
Yes.
All these movies pretty much have some derivation of the Burgermeister Burger paradigm. My number one will be The Ultimate.
Mm.
And tease.
Number five.
Didn't want it to all be like animated or all be sort of characters who are like a caricature or, you know, a non sort of human deal. Billy Ray Valentine from Trading Places comes in at number five. Definitely a holiday movie.
Yes, it is.
Got people dressed up as Santa Claus.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd's on the bus in Santa Claus. He's got the fish in his hair.
So, yeah, amazing movie, and that's a great character.
My five.
You never seen that one,
I
Bone.
Haven't seen Trading Places.
Have you seen Home Alone, Bone?
Oh yeah! Oh,
five is Kevin McAllister.
Oh, all right.
I'm a huge Home Alone fan. I even like the second one. And the idea of them leaving him home for Christmas is kind of funny to me. And then he gets into hijinks with the sticky bandits.
I saw all of them. I still remember Home Alone 3.
That was terrible.
There was even more. Oof. I remember watching it as a kid, and I liked it.
Home Alone 3 is terrible. But Kevin McAllister is my five.
Is that the one in New York?
Number four.
Two sucks too.
Two number ones in Chicago. I mean, the first one's in Chicago. Yeah. Remember, they had the Michael Jordan cutout.
Doing I know. All the John Hughes movies pretty much set in Chicago.
Number four, he mentions the caricatures or the not humans. Four is where the only, I guess you could argue another one is maybe not a human, but four's the Grinch. Like, what is Christmas without the Grinch that stole Christmas?
Way higher.
There's been like 800 different derivations of the Grinch. The Grinch is four.
Way higher. This is tough. I've got him at four. It's probably too low. Buddy the Elf. He should probably maybe he should be top three.
Good call.
Maybe he should be top three. But I mean, really, you know, Will Ferrell, the embodiment of all the youthful energy and innocence about the holidays in the adult Elf character. It's classic.
Was that like the last big Christmas movie? Like in terms of the 2000s?
Theatrical, I think. There was a movie that was made direct to streaming. It's Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. I watched it last Christmas with the kids. It was like a big deal. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. But I think theatric release, I think. Yeah.
I'm bad with years. Like Bad Santa, was that? I almost put that.
I think that was early.
Was that before Elf? I'm so bad with
Elf
years.
Elf is probably mid-2000s. It's probably 20 years old, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm
going to go
time.
Ken solely because I haven't seen Trading Places.
No, I haven't seen Trading Places?
No, I haven't seen.
You'd probably find it ironically funny.
It's just a comedy, though, so you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about deciphering what it really is.
Yeah, it's a great movie. We're doing the six.
Home Alone was. I watched the heck out of Home Alone as a kid.
Six pack of our favorite holiday movie characters.
That explains a lot.
And
but
wait, Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three is where I put Frosty. I mean, it's a great song. It's a timeless song. The song didn't exist before the movie. I mean, there's a lot of these concepts and sort of deceits with these goofy holiday movies that, and you know, you're suspending disbelief for all of them.
Yes,
but this one, I mean, but it's the magic hat, and he comes back. And
good
like,
call.
There's so many great characters in that movie, the mailman and everything. Like, I mean, I don't know, Frosty, dude, Burl Ives, come on,
Burl
Frosty's
got to
be in there.
Yeah, my three is Clark Griswold.
You've seen Frosty the Snowman.
Yes,
I've
seen Frosty,
like the original, not like some
Burl Ives. So I
knock off.
I don't know
it.
If there's a remake of Frosty. I think
they've definitely reanimated it since the original. I'm talking about the original.
We need a live action Frosty. That's what we need.
I'm fine. I'm good with that. I'd watch that with Mateo.
My three is Clark Griswold, Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation is an absolute classic. I love that movie. It's one that I'll probably watch as we get closer to Christmas with Margie's kids. I think enough said. Clark Griswold's great. Obviously, his character exists in other films, but Christmas Vacation is a classic.
Number two.
Two is where I have Buddy the Elf. Buddy the Elf is awesome. I love the whole Bob Newhart part of that whole thing, and him sitting on his lap at the end and just talking to the little person, thinking he's an elf as well. It's a fantastic movie, and I think you might be right. A theatrical release, big time movie, live action. It might be the newest of the group.
2003. Just looked it up.
What year was Bad Santa? Did you look that one?
Was
that late 90s? I'm so terrible.
No, 2003.
Okay. Yeah, same year.
Same year.
They made a sequel too, and that was later.
Yeah. Two's where I put Ralphie. I mean, that's such an iconic movie. I mean, how many movies could TBS run 24 hours straight? And like, they're not doing it because nobody's watching because they're getting zero ratings. They're getting better ratings with that than whenever they'd normally be showing at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Big Bang Theory.
I mean. Such a relatable character.
Number one.
The Grinch is number one. I mean, you cannot think of anyone, I mean, 70 years old or younger really can't conceive of a world without the Grinch in it. And the Grinch didn't exist. And like, I'm sitting there thinking, did Dr. Seuss invent the word Grinch? Because like, he invented all these crazy things that aren't really words that we still think of as words. He did not, but he obviously put his spin on it. So the word Grinch had been used before the Grinch came out in 1957. So the Grinch Stole Christmas came out in 1957. It had been used previously, most notably by Rudyard Kipling in 1892 in a poem. He used the word Grinch to describe a, quote, harsh, grating noise.
So he reappropriated
it. He reappropriated it, gave it to this character, the Grinch, and completely changed the way we think of that word. And now you that word is used not just during the holidays, but to connote an entire sort of person's being. So, I'm going with the Grinch, number one.
I told you at the start of this that as a person of the Jewish persuasion, I am an authority on holiday movies, correct?
Yes.
Die Hard's a holiday movie. John McClane is my number one answer. John McClane is fantastic. I will watch it again with Colin as we get closer to Christmas. John McClane's the number one holiday movie character.
That's a big W for the Ginger Girl.
And having Buddy the Elf higher, I think, was dessert. Also, no Santa Claus for either of you guys? I mean, he's
overrated.
It's Christmas.
Santa's overrated.
He's Christmas.
But then it's like, which Santa Claus?
Yeah.
There's so many versions of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Could have gone bad Santa.
I feel like Santa deserves to be on there somewhere.
I would probably go with Santa from The Year Without a Santa Claus, frankly, if you made me
pick a Santa.
I don't
know if I've ever seen that.
I haven't either.
So he was back after a year? It was just a temporary release?
I watched them. I'm not going to give away. I'm not going to spoil. It was probably made in 1957, but I'm not going to spoil it for you.
But it's a
watch it with the kids.
All.
The Year Without a Santa Claus. Oh, there's a lot of good songs.
But he comes back.
The Year Without a Santa Claus is a great one.
It's a lot of
times.
He's been at it for how long?
Do you know which Santa, if you go back and watch, is not the nicest Santa in the world? I don't really like the Santa and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ooh.
I feel like he could have gone to bat for Rudolph.
Yeah, he does.
He lets them kind of pick and on Rudolph. He lets them kind of like bully Rudolph a little bit. I feel like that Santa's a little too laissez-faire for me.
Yeah, he should have been sticking up for Rudolph. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
And Rudolph's dad. Not nice at all.
I don't remember Rudolph's dad.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Blitzen?
A-hole the...
His name wasn't A-hole.
And he didn't have a red nose.
His name
was A-hole the reindeer.
A was short for Anthony.
Oh, okay.
A,
all right.
Period, hole.
I got you. Yeah, I got you.
Claws. coming up next, Buzz Williams was on with Vinny and Haney. What did he have to say about Farrell Payne and his injury status? Well, you'll find out next here on The Fan.
Yes, sir. I know this is new, but part of my policy just for protection with my relationship with our families, and because there's so many things that happen with our medical team, I don't comment on the health of any of our guys at any point, not because I'm trying to be a jerk. I'm just,
sure.
I know a lot of things have changed in our current model of college athletics, but to some degree, I think I have to be the last form of protection. And so we'll follow all the Big Ten protocols relative to injury reports, but I try to stay away from ever saying anything publicly regarding the health of any of our guys.
So that's Buzz Williams on with Vinny and Haney. He does not want to comment.
Apparently that's been his thing for years.
Yes, he does not.
He's not going to answer any questions about injury.
Yeah, he does not talk. He'd be like, going into the opener, I think, they were talking about the guys with the ankles and stuff. Yeah. He's like, I have no comment on any of this. So that's who Buzz Williams is. For what it's worth, we had Chris Nocke on the show yesterday. He told us the story of Farrell Payne walking out of the hospital, getting on the bus, looking okay. I texted with someone close to the program whose response to me was, he's fine, which seems incredible with what we saw on Saturday.
Yeah, I still don't know that he's going to play in this ball game.
I wouldn't play him.
I would think he's probably not. I mean, if it's absolutely nothing, which, man, then, you know, if he's totally, totally cleared and it just looked so much worse than it was, then so be it. But there's a lot of basketball to go, and I would think they'd probably err on the side of caution. And this is the kind of look, I'm taking nothing away from those guys,
it's a bye game.
The kind of game you should be able to experiment in under normal circumstances and be okay. And under these circumstances, and given how good they looked without him, albeit in the moment with an emotional, with an emotional sort of pull. I'm not saying I'd want to see that all the time for 40 minutes if you didn't have to. But, like, I don't know, man. I'd kind of let it ride with Mr. Payne on the bench here and see what he looks like next week.
Yeah, I'm not playing him tomorrow under any circumstance, really, even if it's nothing. Like, hey, dude, just to make sure. But just when that happened, you're fearing the worst, and you see him get stretchered off. And if he just ends up missing tomorrow and he's back for the tournament in Vegas, that would be unbelievable. But in this early season, I think getting an opportunity to play a game without Payne against lesser competition, I think that's only a good thing, honestly, guys.
Yeah, to me, and I was looking at the schedule, if this was the usual Willard pre-Big Ten schedule, I'd be like, we'll see you when you play our first Big Ten game. But they do have that mini tournament in Vegas where they're going to play UNLV and Gonzaga. And so if he is okay, You'd like to have him against Gonzaga.
Sure. Yeah. No, without a doubt. And the way the schedule sits out, this would seem like a natural time to let him sit. And, like, you know, Saunders looked like he
woke up.
Well, yeah. like he, if he was delegating, if he felt like he had to feel his way through some stuff, he became the man when Payne went down. And I would lean into that here. I'd see what things can look like with him as the gravitational force on that court, not just shooting jumpers, but down in the blocks.
Obviously, we're not going to hear this from Buzz because you just heard he's not weighing in on injuries. But I wonder where Miles Rice is at in all of this, because obviously he had that really good game against Georgetown, and you'd like him for next week as well.
Yeah, that's a weird one, Bone, because he started the season, I think when we were out there at CFG, he was in a boot.
Yes.
And then he plays against Georgetown, and he looks good, and he has not played since.
Yeah, I think he was in a boot after the Georgetown game as well. So, yeah, you're just hoping you can get him back. But look, this Maryland team, they have to be feeling pretty good about themselves following that game in Marquette, where when Payne went down, they're down by 5 points, and they end up outscoring Marquette by 12 points from then on. And you got those contributions from multiple guys in big spots.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's too soon to characterize anything, and we've gone out of our way to say we're trying to temper expectations and absorb this for what it is. And then, you know, by the time we get maybe a couple games into the Big Ten schedule, we'll have a better feel for it. But that could be the moment where they became a team. That could be where all of a sudden, under duress, pieces do start fitting, and guys do start feeding off of one another, and they start to understand the assignment and the spacing and how to play off of one another. And I mean, this would be a good spot for this kid Saunders to do some damage. I'd like to see him do some damage.
Hey, Bellway Ben, I'm just curious to get your thoughts, because I don't think we checked in with you yesterday. Maryland getting the big win at Marquette, obviously the feral pain of it all. How are you feeling about the Terps?
I was extremely impressed Saturday. There's no way around it. I thought with Payne fully healthy, playing 30-plus minutes, I thought they'd lose. And the fact that he goes down, and again, you do have the emotional aspect of it that gave them a jolt. But you also saw guys like Watts, who, when they got him, we expected him to be a crucial bench piece, and he just hasn't been that. He comes in, knocks down a bunch of big shots. Down the stretch, there were some interesting plays, and the team's got to improve with their IQ. Like, there were some plays where I'm like, what are they doing? And it's also the first time they've been in that spot above, right? They were losing to Georgetown late, pushing to get back in the game. They haven't really been in that spot. But I was super impressed.
It's your first road game, right? Man. First time on the road.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to count Baltimore Arena with 3,000 people there, right? I mean, so
in that spot as well, like against Coppin, whereas you're playing Marquette, where you know your coach is super emotional. You need to win this game for him. But they made some clutch free throws. Like, during the game, I'm like, when it was getting towards the end, I'm like, they're going to have to make some free throws down the stretch. How's that going to go? And a number of guys went to the free throw line and knocked down big free throws. So I was impressed, and also feel very good, because I thought on Monday we might be hearing Payne's done for the year, and instead we're hearing that hopefully he can go Monday night at midnight or Tuesday morning, whatever you classify that UNLV game. But if he can't do that one, the Tuesday one I think is a little bit more important. UNLV is nowhere near as good.
They don't look good at all.
No, not at all.
Gonzaga's actually playing some defense.
Gonzaga's legit. Gonzaga is a legit matchup.
Mount St. Mary's is the next matchup. Maryland hosts Mount St. Mary's tomorrow. It's a 7 o'clock tip, which means pregame coverage starts at 6 here on 105.7 The Fan. But coming up next, back to the Ravens. They'll be back on the practice field tomorrow. Lamar Jackson, frankly, was not good Sunday. Wasn't great the week before. Are we a little concerned about Lamar Jackson? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.